Neil, listen, no one could call this game leading into it. You know, Tyrone team, very unlucky not to beat Armagh. You know, this was a 50-50 game. Mm-hmm. As we knew, it would come down to the wire as it did.
Oh, definitely. Listen, Tyrone are probably sitting in the wings the last, what, 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, once you have Malachy Rourke there, you know, they're going to be at the pitch of it early. Like, and you see, they were at it early. Like, and we just probably weren't at the level. Like, but listen, we got back to a good position. Like, you know, we had the game, you know, in our hands, and then just with the ball, we give away the ball then, and I think we touched the ball then for the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, the two goals, I suppose, the first one, but unlucky, just the wet conditions. And we fought back on 5 down the first half and the second half. We went to 2 up. You know, there was great character from the lads as well, but Tyrone wouldn't go away.
Sometimes when you're chasing, like, we chased down 2 or 3 leads, and we chased down another lead then in the second half, and takes a lot out of you, that, you know, yourself when you're chasing all the time. And once we did get a bit of control of it, then we give the ball away, and I suppose that was a reflection of the game, that we kept giving the ball away into contact. Like,
Kick-out's so key now. Neil, you know, we're starting without Sean Patton. You know, Mulroney's obviously coming in, but you're down one of the best keepers in Ireland. Obviously big Jason wasn't there as well. We lost Keelan McGonigal, Hughie went off as well. You know, were we missing that height and aerial ability, and Sean obviously with the kick-outs as well?
We've probably done well in terms of, you know, with the personnel we had. You know, I thought Gavin done well. I suppose near the end, Tyrone came in a big press, and we, you know, when you're looking out, there's not much on, in fairness to Gavin. Like, he done well, I thought. Like, but we just couldn't get our hands in the ball there for a while. And, you know, you can't replace, you know, Sean, like, you know, and as you said, Jason out there, you know. But listen, as I said, once you're chasing the game that so much times, you're going to run out of steam.
Yeah, and just listen, I thought Gavin did really well. Just in those last moments, I think we lost 5 kickouts in a row. You know, you look at how games swing, Neil, they always swing on kickouts. Just when we went that 2 up, just after that, we couldn't seem to get our hands on the ball. And possession is key. And when Tyrone have so many good players around there, once they get it, they're going to control it, they're going to create an opportunity, and they're managed to overturn us. But it all came to us not being able to get our own kickout away.
Yeah, listen, you'd be looking at Gavin, but like, what's he presented? What, like, that's what we can be looking at as a management team. Like, and once you sit down and watch the game, it's when you watch the video, and like, who showed for him? Like, was there much options there for him? Like, you know, and he had to go long a couple of times, and it's a 50-50 ball. Then the ball goes out long, so and you know, Tyrone just were that wee bit sharper out near the end of the game. Like,
yeah, some brilliant performances out there. Michael just unbelievable again, particularly first half. Langan just absolute Rolls Royce. You know, really hauling Donegal, and we didn't really have the spread of scores today. And Pádraig Mógán not starting, was that a tactical move, Neil?
No, Pádraig had a niggle, like, so obviously we didn't want to use him, like, but listen, you know, the game was the melting pot there, and we had to get him on. Like, and as you said, listen, the two Michaels, kind of probably Finbar, Kieran Moore, you know, Brendan McColl, you know, they kind of brought the fight to Tyrone.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, we still have to dust ourselves down now, Neil, in terms of Cavan the next day. Owen Bahn's back, you know, which was a massive plus. You know, if we can get the likes of, you know, Big McGee back and get Sean back in. Listen, it's a bit of a blow the first game, but certainly we'll look to beat Cavan and Mayo and dust ourselves down and progress again and learn from what we can from us, because on top of everything else, there was a sight of, I think, listen, unforced errors in there. Neil, was very unlike us. I know it was a bad night, but there seemed to be more on our side than theirs, and again, the efficiency maybe up front that we didn't have in other games.
Yeah, listen, I don't know what the way count it was there. Like, I'd say it was in double figures anyway. Yeah. Like, the message was pretty clear before the game: slippy night, don't take it into contact. And that's what we ended up doing. And the more times you do that, the more energy it gives Tyrone. And that's what they kind of built from.
Yeah. So just dust ourselves down, go for Cavan next week. Neil, that's all
no,
we can do.
There's no feeling sorry for yourself. You're back down, be recover tomorrow, straight into Cavan. It's going to be, you know what, Cavan, like, they'll be on a high up there after the big one last week. So you just get on with it. You take it on the chin, you move on.